Very good. All right. We got Raph. We got Steve Fishman. Josh, the chicken wing guy, is here. I saw Justin walking around and Cody. Everyone, you know, so we're going to get a lot of opinions on what's going to happen tonight. But the one we really want, and if you want to read a great story about last night, and this is why he is the dean of the baseball writers, really, in the Bay Area, in the Chronicle. It was just an outstanding written article about last night, Giants game. And that is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. We do this for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. We look through the window of baseball. And, Bruce, you look through the window tonight, and you're going to see one heck of a game.
Yeah, just cleaning up the windows here at home so I get a clear view of things.
Did you watch the game? Now, I know you're around. Did you watch it last night, obviously?
Did I watch the game?
Yeah, obviously you did. Did you see – what did you think of the camera angles last night?
Strange. I haven't seen a center field angle quite like that. But that's Wrigley for you. You know, it's back to 1914.
I felt we were a Lilliputians. We were watching something in a terrarium or something. I mean, it was the strangest camera angles I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was odd, but did not deter from the great spectacle that it was.
No, what, you know, honestly, you know, of course, and I mean this sincerely, your article this morning detailing the game really was a love of baseball. And it was a classic, you know, the Syndergaard and Bumgarner lived up to it. And then, of course, last night, Cueto and Lester lived up to it. So let's get your take on last night, some of your feelings, then we'll look forward to what you think about tonight.
Well, the Giants have seen just unbelievable pitching. You know, Syndergaard was probably the best stuff they've seen all season. And it's kind of a miracle. You think back that Connor Gillespie, he was a heck of a hitter, but I mean, for them to get a 3-run homer at that point of the game was just a real godsend. And you know, Lester is absolutely terrific. You know, whatever problems he has throwing to first, when he throws home, he's absolutely devastating. And he was great. He was masterful. And, you know, they, it was unfortunate on the bases. I mean, you know, Gorkys Hernandez, he's got to get a bigger lead on Lester. He can steal that base. Gillespie, that he ventured off too far. The Cubs had a nice play on that worked. And then Posey, you know, on the ball hit to Pagan. I mean, the ball hit to Zobrist by Pagan. That was unfortunate because, I mean, he didn't get a he wasn't running that hard, and then he hesitated. He just, you know, he's very ponderous on the bases to begin with, and he's, you know, he's not 100% by any means. So you wanted to see him just bust it from the get-go the minute that ball was hit, and maybe he scores. But so, you know, there's some things on the bases happen. But if you're zeroing in on a hesitation or not a good jump, you know, I mean, you're not doing much hitting. And that's what they, you know, they ran into a huge buzzsaw there. And you can't get to Chapman. You just can't. The game's over.
Well, yeah, the Giants had, as I say, they've got two chances to win one. The Cubs have two chances to win two. And it's a critical game for the Cubs. They've got to get out of there 2-0 just for their own psyche, the fan base, and everything else. If they get out 1-1, now winning last night, they got to be excited. But knowing that they're 1-1 coming here to have to play two, I mean, they have to be concerned because every game these teams play against each other, Bruce, is a one-run game, and it looks like one swing of the bat will change the game.
Yeah, the Giants are absolutely straight up with these guys. I mean, the Cubs made all that noise during the season, and they were clearly the best team in the game. But, you know, when it gets down to the matchups, most of the time it comes down to this and really crystallized right now. They've got to hit, make things happen, and you know I think they will. I mean they have a way of doing these things just when it looks like the circumstances are kind of dire, and that's what we're at right now. You know, they come through, so we'll see if they can get it done.
Bruce, you talk about Chapman, how he's virtually unhittable, but last night in the ninth inning, he didn't have the command that we're used to seeing Chapman having. And, you know, he had a 3-2 count against Gorky Hernandez. I want to know what you think about the check swing. Nunez went to a full count. And, of course, Buster Posey laced one in the left center. What do you think about the ninth inning and specifically that check swing by Gorky Hernandez?
Well, yeah, that was really unfortunate. I didn't think he went all the way. You know, we've seen that a lot. The Red Sox-Texas game ended on Pedroia check swing that he was furious about. Then you look at the replay and it looks like, well, he kind of did go, and he even admitted it later. This was a lot closer, and, you know, when you're dealing with Chapman, you need that call, or you certainly don't need it to go against you. Yeah, he worked a little bit. It was a little laborious. I think Posey is something like 6 for 11 off him now.
Yeah, he is.
And Posey, you know, he's as good as against a dead heat fastball as anybody in the game. So that was great. But I still, I never felt like they were going to score against Chapman.
Well, if they, you know, honestly, if they scored that one run, then we would have been there for 20 innings last night.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you saw that coming. You know, I saw that. What about defense last night? And, of course, what I like about these games, and look, the Giants are the best defense. Now, you could have zone ratings, UZR, and all these, you know, different things. But they led the league. They led the majors in the fewest errors. And Kelby Tomlinson, Bruce, I mean, a year ago at Wrigley, the guy became undressed and became, you know, just, you know, they almost got rid of him because of his defense. He made two great plays last night, and Hernandez made a play that I'm not sure Span would have gotten off the ball on David Ross. So tremendous defense for the Giants.
Yeah, and, you know, those are solid moves by Bochy. I mean, they're certainly not automatics. You know, putting Span on the bench, who's been your leadoff guy, and especially Joe Panik, who's such a mainstay on the team, you take a little bit of a gamble there, but, you know, it's a terrific thing in center field as far as a throwing arm. There's no comparison between Hernandez and Span right now. And Tomlinson, he's just a solid guy. You're right. He had to get a whole new set of clothes after that Chicago game. They did undress him, but he's just a great Giant. He's fundamentally sound. He hits the ball the other way. He plays good defense. He's a heady guy. He's, you know, he's humble, but he's tough under pressure. And they certainly weren't hurt by either one of those.
No, and he's got the Kurt Rambis look too. You know, so he's got that going for him also. Bruce Jenkins with us. All right, Samardzija. And look, Bruce, the last 2 months we've been on every weekend talking about it. He's got the curveball. And we had Joe Sheehan on earlier talking more analytical. But, you know, you got to stay ahead, 0-2, 1-2, and stay ahead. And it's a huge game for this guy. Now, he's a big game player. You know, he's Notre Dame, USC, Stanford, the whole thing. And here he is in Wrigley. I can't imagine what's going through this guy's head tonight. And then he goes against a kid from Dartmouth who says, am I in the big leagues here? Is this really the big leagues? And, you know, what a matchup.
Yeah, if it were a football game, I'd definitely take the Giants. But
yeah, really.
But no, this is Samardzija's entire career has led up to this moment.
Yeah.
You know, he played at Notre Dame. He pitched for the Cubs. You know, he's a Chicago guy, Illinois guy, and a guy who's literally built his repertoire as the season went on to the point where it's really quite good. I mean, he's got more movement. He's got more. He's changing speeds more often. He literally came up with two new pitches in the middle of a season, which is really hard to do. That's a great athlete right there. And this is his moment. I'm sure he won't back down from it. I don't think we'll see any sign of nerves or being overamped or any of that stuff. You know, you just hope Rizzo doesn't get him on a mistake pitch. I think he's going to be really tough on the right-handed hitters. And you know, I think they're a little stronger from the right side than the left. So I look for another really tight one. Maybe not like last night, but maybe kind of along the lines of 3-2.
Wow, I was just going to ask you that, Bruce, because Kyle Hendricks in 15 starts at Wrigley has a 1.32 ERA, and the Giants in the last six games against the Cubs have batted only 126. But for some reason, I think there's going to be some runs scored today. Am I just drunk? Or am I just being a super fan here? What do you see?
Well, I'm drunk, so I can answer the question. No, I agree. Because, you know, when you try to analyze these things based on everything that you've seen, and, well, this is the way it's going to be, you know, it never works out that way. And I think you have to look at a bigger picture in the Giants as to all the things that they've done, where all these guys have come from. It all leads to this. And it's comforting to know that you've got guys like Pence and Posey and Belt and Crawford, you know, guys who've been so terrific. And you know, this is a game they need. So, yeah, I definitely don't see him getting blanked.
Yeah, and Span is one of my guys tonight. I think he's going to make something happen tonight. So we'll see what happens there. Bruce Jenkins with us from the Chronicle talking a little bit about this thing. Looking at the Dodgers series, they got a rain out today, and I'm not sure what that does to the pitching, but they'll have to go all the way through now, I guess. Maybe they'd have one more off day if they have to go back to Washington. But what's your take on the Dodgers series?
Well, yeah, I read somewhere they may have to use Kershaw on 3 days rest and Hill in Game Five and on 3 days rest. But you know, that's all speculation right now. They if they get up 2-1, they'll pitch Urias in Game right. Four, I think. So, but you know, they were terrific yesterday. I mean, they went into that ballpark, Seager right away, boom off Scherzer. That's an awesome statement right there. And you know they've got an awful lot going for them. The mood of the club there is just fantastic. And when you have that much talent, it's pretty hard to beat. You know, Kershaw wasn't great, but he's Kershaw. He's gonna give you a good outing. The bullpen was good, and they're formidable. Again, it's another situation where the Nationals can't lose that second game and right. go to LA. I mean, that's an even more dire situation than the Giants would be in, but. And how about the possibility of a Giants-Dodgers series over seven games?
I'm telling you, I thought it was going to happen, in 14. That was my Raph, right? Raph, we talked about it. That's what I wanted in 14. It never came to be. But I'm telling you, it's one of these days we're going to have it. And then why not? This could happen. Why not?
God, it absolutely could happen. I picked the Giants in four, which is looking a little iffy right now. But, one game doesn't decide a series. That's obvious. If they win tonight, they're in great shape. And I do like the Dodgers against Washington. You know, the Nationals, without Wilson Ramos, is really tough. He works with the catcher, is still great. He's an awesome power hitter. Murphy's not right, although he came right out of the gate, stroking the ball. Harper's not quite right. They don't have Strasburg. But they do have Dusty, and they got a lot of belief, and they got that kid Turner, who's the most dynamic leadoff guy in the game right now. So I hope that series is all a bunch of relatively medium to high scoring games. That's just really entertaining.
Now the Boston Red Sox and David Price. How about what's going on in the hub, as they like to call it?
Yeah, I can't figure Price in the postseason. I mean, some really really bad, troubling things have happened to him. Quite often, and that was a game that he, obviously they really needed. But Cleveland's got something going right now. I mean, here they lose Carrasco, Salazar, Kluber's not quite right, and Trevor Bauer wasn't that sharp in the opener. But the managerial story of the playoffs so far, I think, is Francona, who is playing it the way you do play it. There's no tomorrow. I mean, there is, but you need to win this game right now. He brings in his best reliever in the fifth with a 4 2/3. Trevor Bauer's got a one-run lead and one out away from the win, but, the personal win means nothing against the team win. He had to have Miller in there. He uses him 40 pitches, which is the most he'd thrown all season. And, take it from there. He was coming down to Dan Otero if they had to save that game. But they won the game because they stopped the Red Sox, who are a devastating lineup, when they had to have it, which is that's modern-day managing. We're not in that Tony La Russa procession anymore, necessarily. The 7-8-9, the Nelson Honeycutt, Eckersley kind of thing. I mean, you got to go for it early. And I thought that was terrific.
Bruce, what's your assessment of this Toronto-Texas series? Is it over tomorrow with Aaron Sanchez, who's been lights out for the Blue Jays? I mean, what's to make of this series?
Yeah, boy, going back to Toronto, it's going to be crazy there. And that lineup is just ridiculous. I followed Texas fairly closely. I thought they were going to give in to Houston, and they totally went the other way. There's so much electricity on that club, with Odor and Gomez, and there's just a lot of energy and fire on that team. And I was surprised that they went 0-2 at home. I think they're going to win Game Three. I just can't imagine them going down in a sweep. But in the long run, I just don't think the Hamels and Darvish get lit up. That's bad news.
Yeah, but I love the 5-game series. Every game is a seventh game. You must win today. And if you win one game, you come back and say, gee, if we win tomorrow, it's 2-2. So these things, and I realize that this is a huge game for the Giants. You want to come back 1-1, and I think you really have an advantage at that point. But this 5-game series, Bruce, I think you just have to sit back and just figure it out as it goes day by day. You can't ever give up.
Yeah, I like it too, and it goes way back to the early days of the old. They just call them the playoffs. The A's and the Orioles or the Cubs, the Reds and the Pirates playing a best of five. Then you get to the World Series. It makes this best of seven feel a little more special. You know, we've got two of them now with the LCSs, but yeah. I think of just a constant procession of best of seven would be not only a little too much, but, you know, you're playing a Thanksgiving at that point.
No, I like this. You know, yeah. And if you think of this, as I did, I tried to think about this on the drive in today. Think of this as a seven-game series. Well, it's 1-1 to start, and now the Cubs are up 2-1 in a seven-game series. So if they win today, they're up 3-1 and just would need one more, and the Giants would have to take three straight. So this is in the parlance of a seven-game series, the Cubs are up 2-1. So you win today, and it's a whole new series. And that's
Marty, you're the king of parlance, Marty. I mean, when I have a parlance question, I tell you, I go straight to you.
I like the word parlance. I even used Lilliputian today.
I heard you.
Yeah, when I was looking at that fishbowl. I mean, I've never seen a shot like that ever. I tell you, in my whole life, I've never seen it. Fuck, what did you see Pete Rose on there? How about that?
Oh, geez. Pete Rose and A-Rod, it just makes me nervous. I mean, these are the guys great players, and they're both Hall of Famers for me. I put them both in Cooperstown, but, I mean, there's an awful lot of baggage there. You know, Rose with the ludicrous bow tie, and I'm sure he dresses himself because it's a disaster.
Last year he looked like Frankenstein from Saturday Night Live. This time they put his head in. He lost his neck. Like they pushed his head down. I don't know.
He was the best Frankenstein since Peter Boyle, you know?
Yeah, he was, Hartman, Phil Hartman. He was Frankenstein. John Smoltz did say something that made sense. And I want to say, I think Cal Ripken's the worst analyst in the history of baseball. For the guy who's the greatest player ever, the guy never says anything.
He doesn't give you anything.
Nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
So, but Smoltz said something that really resonated. And he said, you know, in June or July, you get a runner on base, and no big deal, they'll bunt them over. You get a runner on base now, it's a rally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we've seen so much great pitching, for the most part. I mean, in this series, I mean, absolutely. But, and, you know, people say the stolen base is passe or the sacrifice bunt. You know, not at all. Not at all. I thought the way the Giants opened the game last night with a bunt, you never know if it gets back to Lester, maybe you're on second, but he's on first now, and he's going to try to steal a base. Of course he is. I mean, it didn't work out, but yeah, I agree.
Yeah, one guy's on, it's a rally. You got to be careful. Well, great to have you on, and can't wait to talk to you tomorrow as well. You'll be out at the park tomorrow, so I'll be in the bunker. Maybe you'll come by live tomorrow.
We'll okay, see. I'll find you in the bunker then.
Yeah, I'll be out there one-ish till about 4:15, 4:30, whatever it is. So, yeah, perfect. All right, enjoy tonight, Bruce. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
Bruce. That's Bruce Jenkins. Boy, I love him. I'll tell you.
They're reading them all my life, the Three Dot Lounge.
It's the best. His story last night was perfect on the game. Just absolutely perfect. All right.